you to remain standing with me and let us read. Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1 all the way to verse 23. I want you to read it. Remain standing, read it. And all I want to do is to pull out just 10 things that we need to do in order for wars to cease. So let us read together. When I read verse 1, you read verse 2. Are you ready? It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Verse 2, everybody. Please don't take it too fast so we can finish reading. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Jordan. Everybody read out loud. One, two, go.
And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord.
Excellent. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. Verse 6.
And said, O Lord God of our fathers, art thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over
all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that there is none able to withstand thee? Verse 7. Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? Verse 8.
And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying,
if when evil cometh upon us, as a sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. 10.
And now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade,
when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Verse 11. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. Verse 12.
O our God,
will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes
are upon thee.
And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Verse 14.
Then
upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Who is reading verse 15?
You.
I read your own with you with all force. And he said, hearken ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor be dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God. Hallelujah. Verse 16.
Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz.
And you shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. Verse 17. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Verse 18.
And Jehoshaphat bowed his head
with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites and all the children of the Kohathites and all the children of the Korites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Verse 20.
And they rose early in the morning
and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall he be established. Believe his prophets,
so shall ye prosper. Hallelujah.
And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 22.
And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Amnon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah.
All of us read together verse 23. One to go. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another.
Hallelujah.
Every force of hell gathered against you and me, against the church of Jesus, against your family, they shall help to destroy one another. They shall help themselves to destroy themselves. Amen. God shall use them to destroy themselves. Amen. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Amen. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Amen. Father, thank you for your word. Be glorified in Jesus' name. Take your seat, and if I have 10, 15 minutes, I'll give you 10 keys. So the title is, He Maketh Wars to Cease. Somebody say a louder amen. He Maketh Wars to Cease. Very quickly, we just know that we have the God who is officially called the Man of War. It takes nothing for God to bring wars to an end, because he is called the Man of War. But we must pull the trigger. We must set the stage for the wars to cease. What do we do to see the end of the war? We saw that the children of Israel were surrounded by the army of three nations. But suddenly the war ended. Suddenly. In the same manner, it shall end suddenly for somebody. What do you do? Number one, avoid fear completely. The Bible said, Jehoshaphat feared. And in verse 15, they told him, and he said, thus saith the Lord your God, be not afraid by reason of this great multitude. Whatever battle the enemy has surrounded your life with, a major agenda of hell is to make you fear. Avoid fear completely. The wrong diagnosis, the news of a conspiracy, because what you fear, you attract. In Job 3:25, the things I feared is come upon me. Avoid fear completely. Number two, seek the Lord with fasting and prayers where necessary. Seek the Lord with fasting and prayer. I believe it was in verse 3 where the Bible said that Jehoshaphat sought the Lord, and all Judah with him, they sought the Lord with fasting and with prayer. Everything I'm saying is 2 Chronicles 20. So when I say verse this and verse that, please ensure you give that. And Jehoshaphat and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. There are battles in your life. There are wars. There are confrontations in the office that of necessity require the fast and the prayer to break it. Seek the Lord with fasting and praying where necessary. Number three, ask help of the Lord. Don't rely on your help. In verse 4, the Bible said, Judah gathered themselves to ask help. Father, I am in a battle. Father, I am in a situation. I don't know the way to go. I need your help. Ask help of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16 said, let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Ask help of the Lord. In 1 Samuel chapter 7, I believe it was in verse 12, where the people of God put a stone and said, Ebenezer, saying, hitherto has the Lord helped us. That was the middle of a battle. Ask help of the Lord. Number four, keep your eyes on the Lord. Not on the enemy, not on the diagnosis, not on your strength, not on your righteousness, not on your resources. Hear what I'm saying. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Oh God, we know not what to do. Verse 12. For our eyes are upon you. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Not on the enemy. Not on the diagnosis. Not on your strength. Not on your resources. Not on your righteousness. I am righteous enough to be married. I am righteous. No. Keep your eyes on the Lord in the battle. Our eyes are upon you. Number five, make demands on the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps our infirmities. Romans 8:26. For we know not what to pray as we ought. The Bible said in verse 14 that the Spirit came upon Jahaziel. That Spirit that came upon Jahaziel brought direction. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Make demands on the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Number six. Receive strategic, all right, trust God for strategic direction. Trust the Lord for strategic direction. He will show you which way to go. What do I do? What steps do I do? What moves do I make? In verse 15 and 16, the Bible said, "Hearken all you Judah, don't be dismayed. The battle is the Lord's." Then in verse 16, it says, "You shall go against them by the cliff of Ziz." Let God give you direction what to do in that office, what to do concerning that confrontation in your family. Trust God for strategic direction. What kind of prayer to pray in case you said, "I have prayed this and that and I have not seen result." Trust the Lord for strategic direction. Number seven, hand the fight over to the Lord. Apart from asking for his help, apart from keeping your eyes on him, now tell him, take over the fight. Take over the fight. Verse 17, he said, "You shall not need to fight. You shall not need to fight. Take over this fight, Lord. Let it cease to be my fight. Let it become your fight. Lord, I don't want to be the one the devil is fighting. I want it to be you the devil is fighting. It is not me the devil is fighting. It's you the devil is fighting. It's not my strength. It's your strength the devil is fighting. The devil is fighting what I want, what I'm meant to do for you in the kingdom. That's why he's fighting my health. That's why he's fighting my resources. The devil knows what I will do with money if I have money. So he's fighting me with poverty. It's not me he's fighting, it is you he's fighting. I know what I will do if I have a billion in my hands." Hand the fight over to God. Stop seeing yourself in the fight. Start seeing God in the fight. Start seeing the reason why the devil is fighting you, that the real person the devil is fighting is God, not you. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? He knows the extent to which the gospel will be pushed if you have resources. So he's not really fighting you, he's fighting the gospel, he's fighting your God. Number eight, believe the Lord, believe and believe his prophets in the midst of the battle. Believe the Lord and believe his prophets. Prophets are relevant in battles. Prophetic directions, prophetic mantles. 2 Chronicles 20:20. Believe in the Lord your God and believe also in his prophets. Believe the Lord, believe his prophets. God will use a prophet to speak a direction to you. God will release a mantle from the prophet and empower you in the battle. Believe the Lord and believe also in his prophets. There are people who believe the Lord is very well, but they have no prophetic covering over their lives. And you know that a prophetic mantle is the secret of handling the battles of your life. The mantle of your prophet tackles the battles of your destiny. Don't forget that. The mantle of your prophet tackles the battles of your destiny. Believe the Lord. Believe his prophets. So see chapter 12 and in verse 13. He said, "And by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet was he preserved." Your preservation is tied to your prophetic mantle. Number 9, face the Lord in the sacrifice of praise, and he will face your enemies in battle. Face the Lord with the sacrifice of praise. They stood and began to praise the Lord. They began to praise the Lord. They were praising the Lord. Like some people say, they was praising the Lord. And while they praise the Lord engaged their enemies. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22 to 23. Face the Lord with the sacrifice of praise, and the Lord will face your enemies. Somebody say amen. Anybody get anything here? Say louder amen. Number 10. Raise an altar of sacrifice where necessary. If it is necessary to raise an altar of sacrifice, Lord, I drop this sacrifice on this altar. I want the sacrifice to speak up for me in this battle. That was what Samuel did in 1 Samuel chapter 7 and in verse 9 to verse 12. When the Philistines engaged Israel and Samuel did not know what to do. He turned here, he turned there. He didn't know what to do. He offered a sacrifice in 1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 9 all the way to verse 12. Look at what the Bible said. And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering wholly unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel. And the Lord heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near. And what happened? As the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel, the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came to Bethkar. Samuel was offering sacrifice and the people came to fight, and God thundered from heaven. There is a time where you may be led to drop a mega sacrifice on the altar. There are things that we used to call battle seeds. I drop this. Father, tackle this battle. Handle this battle. It's beyond me. And then God raises up to the occasion. Number 11, maintain the spirit of a fighter. The spirit of a fighter is the spirit that never gives up in battle. Is the spirit that does not cry in battle. Is the spirit that does not know how to turn the back on the enemy. Maintain the spirit of a fighter. In Psalm 89 and in verse 19 all the way to verse 24, the Bible said, then thou speakest in vision to thy holy one and sayest, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. You see, I have found David my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established, and mine arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him. I have laid help on one that is mighty. That word is the word gibor, and that word is the word warrior, fighter. God he lays help on fighters. He beats the enemies before us, and he causes our foes to faint before us. You must maintain the spirit of a fighter. You must be a stranger to discouragement in battle. You must make up your mind that the battle will not see your end. Somebody say the battle. Say it louder. Say no battle can see my end. Say, I am the one that will see the end of the battle. Will you say it and mean it with audacity? Say, no battle can see my end. I am the one to see the end of the battle. Say it louder the third time. Say, no battle can see my end. I am the one to see the end of the battles, and I shall see the end of every battle around my life today. Finally, number 12, maintain bold declarations of faith in the midst of the battle. Ensure that you maintain bold declarations of faith. Bold declarations of faith.
That was what David did in the face of Goliath. In 1 Samuel chapter 17 and in verse 45 to verse 48, Samuel, David said to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver you into my hand, and I will smite you and take your head from you, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." The rest of it, they say, is history. David went and collapsed the man. Maintain bold declarations of faith. These 12 points, run with them. What have I said? Number one, avoid fear completely. Number two, seek the Lord with fasting and prayer where necessary. Number three, read with me. Ask help of the Lord. Don't rely on your help. Number four, keep your eyes on the Lord, not on the enemy, not on the diagnosis, your righteousness, or your resources. Five, make demands on the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Number six, trust the Lord for strategic direction. Number seven, hand the fight over to the Lord. Number eight, believe the Lord and believe also in his prophets in the midst of the battle. Number nine, face the Lord with the sacrifice of praise, and he will face your enemies in the battle. Number 10, raise an altar of sacrifice where necessary. Number 11, maintain the spirit of a fighter. Number 12, maintain bold declarations of your faith in the midst of the battle. Stand up on your feet. That was 15 minutes on the dot. Stand up on your feet everywhere you are. That was too sluggish. Stand on your feet with an aggressive, a fighter's mentality. Lift your hands and say, "I will see the end of the fight."
Of the fight.
The fight will not see my end.
The fight will not see my end.
Say, "I will see the end."
I will see the end.
Of the diagnosis.
Of the diagnosis.
I will see the end.
I will see the end.
Of every situation in my life.
Situation in my life.
They will not see my end.
They will not see my end.
I will see the end of the devil.
I will see the end of the devil.
The devil cannot see my end.
The devil cannot see my end.
And where is the end of the devil? Hellfire. Lift up your hands and give him the praise. Now, one of the things that they did in the war is what we are going to do, and that is the aggressive worship and praise. That's why we have the worship and say, but in 1 minute, lift your hands up and say, "Father, please," everybody stand on your feet, please. Lift your hands and say, "Father,
Father,
I receive the mantle, of the warrior.
I receive the spirit
of the fighter.
Today,
I receive the grace
to live
in victory. I reject defeat forever." Be on your feet and lift your voice and pray for 1 minute now. Yes, that's right. Not we're all. Mahashatalada. Repata satalabada. Lakota satafeta satalabada. Lakata satafeta satada. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Let it take to fit in the Let us 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 take a look at the